Welcome back to the Basement Yard. It is Monday, March 7th, and I'm officially a father now. Yesterday, I got my dog from the airport. Jesus Christ, this is literally like I had a baby. This is literally, it's literally the same thing. Wow, my voice cracked too. Look at this. I have a kid, and my voice is cracking. Ah, fuck, everything's backwards, but, and relax. I know parents are listening to this, and they're going, dude, you have no idea, baby's so, I know it's different. I'm kidding around, relax, but, yeah, man, the dog came in, and I was scared. I was so skeptical because, first of all, my girlfriend told me that her brother one time bought a dog, paid for it over the internet, and then and then when he went to go pick it up at the airport was like, dude, what? I have no order for a dog, and he got scammed, schemed, or whatever else, robbed, I don't know. So I was like, oh, God, I hope that doesn't happen to me. That would be a disaster. That would ruin me. It really would have ruined me, but, No, I went to the airport. It's LaGuardia Airport, a.k.a. the most piece of shit airport in the United States. LaGuardia Airport. It's in Astoria. And actually, I think that's like East Elmhurst, but whatever. So I went to LaGuardia, and they have a big-ass Delta building, which is what my dog was flying in from. He was flying Delta. So I go to Delta, and I walk in. I'm like, I was looking around for the cargo pickup place, and I'm like, hey, where's the cargo pickup in here? And the guy's like, oh, no, we moved that all the way to the other side of the airport. And I'm like, why would you have the Delta cargo pickup in the big fucking Delta building? The guy's like, no, we put that nowhere near this building that has the fucking airport, airline's name on it. We don't have it in this building. We moved that shit completely as far away as we could. And I was like, all right, fine. So I had to go over to this other place. And I walked in to the pickup. And it's really like it's so weird. You would think, you ever see in movies where they're like a truck pulls up to like this elevated thing, like in the back of a building. And they're just like tossing, I don't know, boxes of like food or some shit. And like whatever. That's exactly what this place looked like. And I'm like, they're throwing my dog around like this. But anyway, so I walk in, I'm like, here, I'm here to pick up my dog, blah, blah, blah. She's like, all right, give me your ID. Give her my ID. And then she turns around to this file cabinet, and she starts rummaging through tons of papers, looking confused. And already in my mind, I'm like, it's fake. It's a scam. It never existed. The dog's fake. I'm not getting the dog. I'm out. What was he? It was like, I think it was like $1,800. I was like, God damn it. I just lost $1,800. Whatever. But no, she gave me a paper. She's like, oh, just go around the side. And they'll give it to you. So I go around the side and I walk up a ramp and there he is. There's like a room with where they put all the cargo and Charlie is just sitting in his crate, barking his ass off. As he sees me, as he sees me walk up the ramp, get it together, Joe, as he sees me. And he shit everywhere. There was shit all in his crate. I was like, oh my God. I picked the crate up and I'm like, wow, okay. This thing's full of shit. This is full of shit. Which is terrible, man. I feel bad. That means he was in there for so long that he's like, dude, I gotta dump. But I know I'm not supposed to dump in here. But he dumped. Took a big shit. And he stepped in it. Oh, God. But he's the fluffiest thing. He's so fluffy. If you, like, grab him and hold him, he's so skinny. Because he's a puppy, obviously. He's only 10 weeks old. He's so skinny. But he has so much hair, so he looks bigger. But, yeah, man. I'm in the car on the way home. I'm in the back seat. My brother's driving, and I'm like, wow, that fucking stinks. And I want to say hi to the dog, but I also don't want him to step all over the car with shit all over his hands. But then I couldn't take it. I was like, fuck it, go ahead, shit on me. So I opened up the crate, and he jumped on me, and yeah, he put shit all over my shirt, and it was dope. So, yeah, then I brought him home, and me and my girlfriend gave him a bath, got all the shit off of him. But she was like, oh, you want me to get in the bath? I'll hold him so we could clean him, whatever. And I was like, yeah, sure. So she gets in there, and she's holding the dog. And then I realized, I'm going to have to soak you. There's no way that you're not going to get wet. So I just gave them both a bath, basically. I was putting the dog shampoo in his hands and spraying her and him. It was a fucking disaster. It was nice, though. He was a good boy. He didn't squirm. He was just kind of taking it. He was just like, oh, fuck, just one more thing. I took a plane here, and now these people are spraying me with water. But Then he perked up. He was eating a lot. You would have thought they never fed this thing ever, even though they did. He looks great. He's very healthy. Taking him to the vet tomorrow, actually, so we'll find out how healthy he is. But, yeah. Yeah, so he perked up. My dog Chase that I have now, he's 8 or 9. I can't remember. I think he's 8 years old. So he's an old pup, and he is not. He's not a dog. I can't even explain. He's not a dog. He doesn't like playing with balls or dog toys, like none of that. He just likes hanging out with humans. Like, he doesn't like hanging out with dogs at all. If you bring him around dogs, he just kind of the dog's like trying to play with him or whatever, and he'll just look up at you like, dude, is this guy fucking kidding me right now? What is he doing? He's so annoying. That's what he does. He just looks at you like, dude, get this fucking guy away. So he's a human, you know, but he's going to have to get used to it because Charlie's staying for good. He's staying. But he's coming around, Chase. They both were getting along together. But Chase still won't play with him. Like, Charlie's like a puppy. So, you know, he's jumping around trying to bite his ears. And fucking Chase is like, dude, if you bite my ear, I'm going to punch you in the face. Or, like, ram my head into, I don't know. I don't know how dogs fight, honestly. They bite each other? I don't know. I'm not a dog expert, you know? I'm not Cesar Millan. You ever watch The Dog Whisperer? I want to be that guy so bad because I want to be able to train this dog. Because he's been shitting all over my room. He's actually really good. He sits already. If I tell him sit, he sits. He's good. But he's got to, you know, I can't take him out yet because I don't know if he's had all his shots. Like I said, I'm bringing him to the vet tomorrow, so we'll find everything out. But I'm not taking him outside yet as a precaution because he could get sick, blah, 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 and die, right? Whatever. So in my room, there's a wee-wee pad where the dog could relieve himself. And he walks over, sniffs it. Sometimes he pisses on it. Other times he walks to the other side of the room and just pees there. And he's like, fuck it, I'll just piss anywhere I want, whatever. So the only big problem with him is obviously potty training. He's only 10 weeks old, and I got to train him. And once I'm able to walk him, I'm going to get him on a nice schedule so that, you know, it'll be fine. But I only got 2 hours of sleep last night. This fucking dog was driving me insane. I have a cage, and I made it homey and, you know, made it nice for him. And he hates it. He doesn't hate it. He's just not used to it. But I put him in there. And he starts crying like crazy. So I just laid in front of it. And he kind of calmed down. And then he fell asleep. Then I got my bed. And then like 3 hours went by. And at this point, I'm so anxious. Because all I'm worried about is this dog biting something or finding something or whatever. And I've been cleaning this room every day all week. Like, just to be prepared. But for some reason, I was just so anxious. And my heart was just pounding all night. I couldn't sleep. Couldn't do it. My girlfriend helped me a lot. She's a big help with this shit. Her mom's got 5 dogs, so she knows like how to handle stuff. But yeah. So I was up all night, man. I was freaking out. I was like, oh my god. I just could not sleep for the life of me. Luckily this morning he passed out on my bed and I was able to sleep. But I'm still like just drowsy. I went to the gym and God, now I'm really fucked. I'm really so tired now. Had no sleep, went to the gym. Dumb move. Don't do that, guys. Don't fucking do that. But that's what I did. And yeah, man. Now he's upstairs with Chase, and Sammy's up there watching the both of them while I record this shit. 1:40 in the afternoon, and my friends hit me up. Dude, you want to play basketball today? I'm like, fuck. Yeah, I do. So after that, I'm probably going to pass out and die. I might not wake up ever again. Charlie will be an orphan. Well, not an orphan. He's got the rest of my family to take care of him. But yeah, man, I'm going to pass the fuck out. But last night was an absolute disaster. And it just makes me think of, like, having an actual kid. Like, with babe. Like, dude, oh my God, what a responsibility. Jesus Christ, I am not ready for that. I applaud all mothers and fathers. You guys are psychotic. I mean, of course I want kids one day. I'm not one of those people who just does want kids. I definitely want kids. But just thinking about it right now, I'm like, oh my God. Because at least with this dog, yeah, he's going to piss and shit everywhere, you know, for like a month or two. But then after that, he's good. You know, I'll have him on a schedule. He'll go outside. Everything will be fine. You know what I mean? With kids, oh my God, dude. First of all, you're signing up for a lifetime. You got to take care of these kids, pay for everything. This is what my parents are doing for me, right? you sign up for a lifetime, and then, first of all, they're assholes until they turn, like, what, 7 or 8? Then they start like, oh, okay, now I could kind of figure it out and put my own shoes on. But, dude, 7 or 8 years, you're just on the clock 24/7. Oh, my God. What a psychotic thing that we choose to do. But, of course, the payoff is incredible, man. Having kids is great. Having a dog is great, too. But, God, man, that's insanity. Having a kid? Oh, God. I don't know how teenagers have kids and they do it. They're strong people, man. That must suck. I was up one. This is the first night, and I'm already like, oh, what? Did I make a mistake? But I know I didn't. I'm going to be happy with Charlie, but, you know, it sucks for the time being. But Jesus, man, it's rough. And I have to put, tonight, I'm going to put him in the cage and just let him cry and figure it out. Because I think that's what you're supposed to do. I've read a bunch of stuff. It's like, you got to let him, you know, of course he's going to cry because he doesn't want to be separated from you. But you got to let him get used to his fucking surroundings, you know? Get in the goddamn cage, you asshole. I promise I don't yell at my dog like that. I'm a nice guy. Sometimes, you know, with dogs. And I made my dog an Instagram. I'm one of those people. I did it. I'm a fucking guy who makes his dog an Instagram. I'm one of those assholes. Why else would I get a dog? I don't understand. Obviously, that's what I got it for. To make it an Instagram. Charlie.Santagato. He's up there. But yeah, man, it's great. I really actually made it because it'll force me to take pictures of him and upload him. And then when he's older, I'll get to look back and be like, oh, look, you were small and used to shit all over my room and you were the worst. But now you're good. Hopefully that's how it goes. You know, could be worse though. Yeah, dude. Oh my God. I forgot. Yeah. Yesterday in my neighborhood, was it yesterday? Yeah, yesterday, some guy fucking goes out, stabs 2 people, and then sets a guy on fire. What? Dude, what the how does that happen? Why are you so angry? I got 2 hours of sleep. My dog's shitting all over my floor. I didn't stab anyone or set anyone on fire. I don't mean to make a joke, but seriously, fuck. Some people are just out of their minds. How the fuck do we let people like this just walk around? That's terrifying. Good Lord. The guy was from my neighborhood, and all the stabbings and the what is that called when you set someone on fire? I don't even know. But the, it all happened not too far from my house. It's terrifying to think of. You know? What if that was like, he throws a Molotov cocktail into my front yard, lights the lawn on fire, cooks both dogs, you know? Fucking crazy. Or he stabs me in the fucking heart. God, that would suck. That's probably the worst way to die. Getting stabbed? God. Because it's probably like falling off your bike. Like, you know when you're about to fall off your bike and you have that split second right before you hit the ground, like, this is going to hurt. Like, you see the floor in slow motion. You're like, oh, fuck. Or like when you burn your hand, it doesn't hurt like right at first, but it's like, ow! Like when you burn your hand. That's probably what it's like getting stabbed. Because for a second, you got to see the knife and you're like, this is going to suck a lot. And then the knife goes in you. Jesus Christ. That's the worst fucking way. I don't know if the people who got stabbed died. I'm not sure. I hope not. Jesus Christ. Oh, look at the dogs going crazy upstairs. Someone knocked on the door. Shannon's probably getting another fucking delivery. This chick, she gets deliveries every day. Literally, maybe twice a day. Comes in, she gets, I don't know, oh, it's a packet of socks, it's a bag, it's a fucking, I don't know, toys for her job, a book, fucking no. She buys, I don't know, keychains. Jesus Christ, it's not 1999. Get rid of the keychains. She has she looks like a janitor. Her keys are, like, insane. She got this one thing, I think it's from Victoria's Secret or, like, Gucci or one of these places. It's like a padlock, but it's, like, in the shape of a purse, but it's, like, it's not gold, but it's painted gold, and it's fucking huge. I'm like, why do you need this on your fucking keys? Jesus. Get like a rabbit's foot, something light, not this heavy-ass padlock. You psycho. Jesus. She could probably beat the shit out of someone with her keys. I have 2 keys. I don't even have, I have one key. A key to the front. I have two keys. I have a car key, house key, and this tag so I can scan to get into my gym. That is all is on my keys. I don't plan on adding anything. That's all. That's all I need. House, car, gym. What the fuck else do I need keys for? There's only one entrance to my house. I don't need a back door, side exit, all this shit. Underground, top, the roof entrance. I don't need any of that. How do you have so many keys? But, yeah. I'm losing my fucking mind here. Yeah. And tomorrow, so I, as I said, I'm taking my dogs to the vet tomorrow at 10:30. And I called them. And I've never spoken to a vet before. So I was like, I need a physical, a checkup. I don't fucking know. And she's like, hey, what's up? You're an idiot. Obviously, what the fuck? Just, do you have a dog? I'm like, yeah. No, but I didn't know what to say. I was like, hey, I just got a new dog. I want him to come in and be seen. And then she says this. She goes, yeah, just bring him in tomorrow, 10:30. Bring his paperwork and a stool sample. I'm like, fuck. So now I have to bag this dog's shit into a Ziploc and walk around with it. Bring it in. Here. Here's your bag of shit, lady. Yeah. How the fuck? Oh, God, that's so gross. Dude, dog shit is awful. I can't even describe how bad. I think if I ever stepped in, like, in my own home, like, you know what I mean? Like, wearing socks. If I ever accidentally stepped in dog shit, ooh, that would be the end of me. Dude, it's so warm and squishy. I don't, it's like stepping on like a hot, like a hot caterpillar. I don't know. That's probably an awful example. I'm stupid right now. 2 hours of sleep. Give me a fucking break. Hot caterpillar is all I could come up with. All right? Fuck you. But it would ruin my day. Dude, and it stinks. Oh. Oh, it stinks. I wonder if I shit on the ground, if it would stink that bad. You know? Because when humans, when we take shits, it goes right into water. You know, I'm sure the water, you know, disguises some of the smell. But with dogs, they're just leaving it. And it's fucking, ooh. I have like a strong stomach. I don't like gag if I smell something gross. But dude, dog shit, it's gonna get me one day. One day I'm gonna get too close, and the smell's just gonna go right into my nostrils, and I'm just gonna throw up on it. And it's just it's so gross. It's gonna just be the worst day of my life, man. Oh God, I can't wait until he's trained. I'm trying every day. He sits, you know. I'm trying to teach him stay. Trying to teach him come, you know, the basics. But man, this is like a workout. I'm tired. Dude, talking makes me exhausted. I'm breathing heavy over here. It sucks. I'm so tired. And it's one day. I'm a little bitch. People raise children. They don't sleep for years. Your whole life changes. I only got a couple months of this. And then, you know, he'll figure it out. Hopefully. God. If he doesn't, oh God, I don't know. Who knows? No, I'm kidding. I'll never give up on my dog. Never do it. Never. It's terrible. Like when people like just take their dog and like put like a food dish in front of it and tie it to a pole. Like, dude, you're the worst person ever. Ever. The worst person ever. And a lot of people were giving me shit like on the Facebook page. And like, I don't really give a fuck, but the reason why I didn't adopt or rescue a dog, I bought my dog from a breeder. The reason why I do that because I have Chase. And like I said, Chase is not a social dog. He's not like mean. He's not going to attack anyone, but he's very passive and, you know, he doesn't like confrontation. And the last thing I need is to get a dog and rescue it and put him in a home where there's another passive dog. Because if he's, you know, those dogs, they have certain things, like they have problems where, you know, I don't know, someone shuts the lights and it starts freaking out and it'll bite my bite Chase or something like that. Like I didn't want to take the risk with that, you know what I mean? It's already tough to bring a new dog in here after 8 years of being here by himself, Chase, and bring a new dog in here and just, you know, try to adapt to that. So I figured, you know, let me just get a dog from a breeder and I'll just raise him from a young age. And you know, there's I know he's been taken good care of when he's obviously with a breeder. So, you know, there's a less chance of that happening. And that's why I did that. My sister, she knows. She knows me. I'm a huge dog fan. Oh, God. I love dogs. Seriously, this is all I've ever wanted. I actually posted a picture on Instagram like 150 weeks ago. And it's of a little dog that looks like Charlie. And I was like, I would chop my dick off for this dog. And now I got him. So it's like, this is exactly what I want. But the reason why I'm saying that is because, I don't know. I actually don't know where I was going with that. But that's why I didn't, like, rescue a dog. But, oh, like I was, oh, this is what I was going to say. My sister knows that, like, if I walk into a pet store, I'm taking one. You know what I mean? If I went to a shelter, I might take four. You know what I mean? I love dogs. And I would love to rescue them, but I did it. I didn't rescue any dogs for Chase's sake. You know, I didn't want to have a dog that had certain issues. Maybe had issues with another dog and they would be violent towards each other. That's the last thing I wanted, man. That's just more like problems. I didn't want to do that. So I was like, you know what? Let me just whatever. And someone gave me a whole big speech about how I'm supporting puppy mills or something like that. Dude, I don't. Sorry, I don't know any of that shit. That's not, like, common knowledge. I don't know what I'm doing. I just wanted a dog that didn't have any previous problems so that everything would go smoothly here. That's all I'm trying to do. Run a nice, smooth ship, as they say. No one says that. I say that. So they say it, okay? but, yeah, I'm going to try and shoot a video tomorrow. I honestly have run out of ideas completely, and people are always saying shit like, oh, dude, do two a week. One a week's not enough. And I'm like, dude, I would love to do two a week. Love it. It would be great. More money, and people get entertained, and more content for people to see. But fuck, it is so hard coming up with things. I suck, guys. I mean, I'm sure I'll figure it out. But yeah, it's tough coming up with ideas, and I'm fresh out. I've been fresh out for a while, but I'm actually fresh out now. Luckily, I have certain series that people enjoy, and I can always bring them back, but I'm not just going to do them consecutively and just, you know, burn them out. And then everyone's like, all right, yeah, we've seen this every fucking 2 weeks. You put this shit out. We get it. Stop it. So that's what I'm trying to avoid. But yeah, I kind of have an idea of what I want to do for tomorrow. But I still have to work everything out and see if I can actually do it. But yeah, I'm going to try and do it. Obviously, I'll have something out tomorrow for sure. Can't promise that you won't hear a dog barking in the background the whole time, because I'm going to just lock my dog in my kitchen, which is right above my room. And yeah, just let him roam around there, because I can't have him down here. He'll just bite my ankles or something, or just I'll be nervous that he'll turn around and, you know, whatever, take a dump while I'm filming. That's the last thing I need. Throw up on camera. I don't know. But yeah, man, that was my first day of fatherhood. I'm a father now. I'm going to make that the title of this. And like, people who don't follow me that hard on social media and don't know that I have a dog, they'll be like, what, this kid has a child now? So yeah, they'll be like, oh, I gotta listen to this. Maybe I'll just throw those views up, you know what I mean? Be one of those YouTubers that has a misleading title so people click on it. Like, oh my God, sexual fucking, I don't know, they have weird gold digger prank gone sexual blowjob prank. Something like that. But this one's gonna be my first day of fatherhood. And we'll see. We'll see who clicks on it. We'll see how the views go, you know? But yeah, if you guys are interested in sports, I do have a sports podcast called Veterans Minimum. It's run by me and three of my buddies, or four of my buddies, actually. And we just talk shit and talk about sports, and we give, you know, advice when fantasy comes around, some gambling stuff. We always give a couple bets on every show. But yeah, if you're into sports, subscribe to that. It's on iTunes and SoundCloud called Veterans Minimum. I'm also on another podcast called Invasion of Privacy, me and a female comedian, Kate Wolf. We do that. We talk about some serious topics. We talk about some whatever topics. Talk about one-night stands and shit like that. It's fun. We always have guests there, so it's not just me. There's a bunch of people, and we who get to throw ideas off each other. And usually they're comedians, so it's like, you know, it's a good time. But yeah, those are the podcasts that I'm on. And also subscribe to this one. It's on iTunes and SoundCloud also. Obviously, you're listening to it. Oh, God. I'm tired. I'm sorry, guys. But yeah, that's it. And as always, thanks for listening, you motherfuckers.